This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's good to be back with you, and joining us is the general manager of the St. Louis Blues, Doug Armstrong, is on the line. Army, thank you for holding on through the break. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Doing great. I know you're leaving for the World Championships in Sweden later today, so thank you for making time for us. Braden Schenn and Jordan Binnington playing for Team Canada. In fact, Team Canada is beating Latvia right now, 5-1 in the second period.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for those guys. Obviously, they wish they were playing at the Enterprise Center today, but that's not the case. So they decided to continue over there with a couple of our other players, Texier playing for France and Dvorsky playing for Slovakia. So it'll be good to get over there. They all actually play each other, so I'll be able to watch lots of our own guys and scout other players.
That's great. Jordan Binnington, I mean, we've been singing the praises of him for years. I feel like we always talk about how terrific he is and what he means to the franchise. But I want to say something about Braden Schenn. I have so much respect for him as a captain. Army, he's been through some ups and downs, hasn't he? I mean, coaching change, the team didn't know what direction they were headed this year, and then they took off. He's a physical player. He has been some leader for you.
Yeah, he's done a great job, obviously. We were in flux there when he became captain, and he had to chart some choppy waters. And I think he did a good job keeping the guys between the rails as we matured and grew. And hopefully the waters will get a little calmer. Obviously, the competition in the West is as strong as ever. You see the changes that Anaheim made, bringing in a experienced coach like Joel Quenneville. Obviously, they believe they're ready to take the next step. A team like Utah that's been building for a number of years looks like they're moving ahead. So it's going to be a great competition in our conference and our division, and we have to be ready for it. And Schenner's the perfect guy to lead us.
Army, I know it ended so in such a disappointing fashion, and I think that part of the reason it hurts so much is that your team, you could not have asked for more of them physically. I mean, that was a physical series. That might end up being the most physical series of the entire Stanley Cup playoffs. Your team matched them toe-to-toe. So to see it ending like that was very difficult.
Yeah, it was. I believe we played a strong road game in Game 7. Get the lead, keep the lead, maintain the lead. And unfortunately, what haunted us basically through the whole season came back which was the 5-on-6 play. We couldn't get our arms around that at all season, and our lack of ability to do that certainly cost us in that series.
What do you think it was? I mean, I know it's if everybody knew the answer, they would have fixed it. But how do you see that 6-on-5?
I think there's a patience issue of just playing the pucks that are there, putting into the neutral zone, living to fight another day. I think we got spread out too often. Obviously, like, you know, what's called seam passes, where you're going 50 feet across the ice to open players. I just think overall we didn't have the proper system in place, and we couldn't find a way to get it put together.
I think part of the issue here now and challenge for you is to continue this renewed culture. Obviously, Jim Montgomery did that, while at the same time making some changes. Or is that the challenge of every season, trying to keep continuity while you know you have to have some roster churn?
Yeah, I think it's just the reality, too, of the NHL today with young free agency at 27 years old and a salary cap system that, players go to different teams, and you're not allowed to keep everybody. You can't keep everybody. But what we're trying to do is build around, quite honestly, two cores. We have a veteran core led by Shen and Falk and Parenko and Bennington and that group. And then we have that next wave of core of Jake Neighbors and Hofer and Holloway and Broberg. And we have a couple of guys in the middle that are really our lead offensive horses. And in Thomas's case, our lead horse in all areas of the game in that middle age bracket at 25, 26, 27-ish, where they're entering and they're really in the prime of their careers now. This is where their stats over a 4 or 5 year span should be the best they're going to be. And so we're trying to marry these groups together, and you know, that's going to be the job of the coach and the leadership group.
This is not an excuse. There are no excuses at this level. It's just an observation. But do you think that in 2 months of pushing, as they did, playing basically playoff hockey, fighting for their lives to get in, that eventually the team wore out and that some of the younger players will have to learn what it's like to play Jim Montgomery hockey for 6 months? Let alone 2 months.
No, I really don't. I mean, we're up 3-1 with 2 minutes left. Yeah. You know, we should be playing today, so I don't think it was fatigue that cost us that series. But I do think you do learn as you move forward that what's going to be taken and expected. You know, these teams now are just 25% entering this series of the goal of the wins needed to win the cup. So there's a lot of work left ahead, but I don't think we ran out of gas. I just think we didn't execute well to end that series.
Yeah. I don't know, running out of gas, but maybe just playing and executing that style is maybe more of what I mean. Although, you know, it's an effective style. Like you said, I mean, you're 2 minutes and in one case, 2 seconds away from finishing the job. So I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah, it is, you know, we do play an aggressive style, a forechecking style. you know, I think you can ramp it up physically. The playoffs are just such a different animal. It's the travel is much easier. It's every other day. There's very limited practice. You know, that's one of the things that we talk to some of our younger players about, especially Snuggerud, that like though he's been in the NHL, he hasn't seen the NHL. When he got here, we were into a very basic schedule where everything was right in front of us. No 3 and 4 nights, no long travel, no getting home at you know, 2 in the morning. So, I mean, these are things that the only way you can experience that is quite honestly to go through it and experience it and learn from it. So I think a player like Bolduc has seen that now. Snuggerud is going to see it. And we just have to learn how to become a team that can handle those adversities of having a B game, because your A game is not going to be there every night.
Last thing, and I apologize in advance to our producer, Drew Young, because we're going to run over slightly, but I just wanted to ask you, and I'm not asking you to show your hand, obviously, to the rest of the league, but what do you see as your biggest need going into this offseason?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Well, I think continued internal growth is mandatory. We need you know, those players that younger tier, the Neighbors, the Hofers, the Tuckers, the Holloways, the Brobergs, they have to get better if we want to continue to grow. And then we'll look to see if we can improve our team. Everyone's always trying to improve their team. We have some areas that if we could do it would be great, but quite honestly, in a 32 team league, most teams are looking for the same things, and it's hard to acquire those. So you just have to do the best you can and have a plan B that you can stay competitive if you can't, fill that hole that you may see is there.
Good to spend time with you. Thank you for this. Safe travels to Sweden, and we will catch up with you real soon, Doug Armstrong.
I always enjoy being on, and thank you very much.
I enjoy the conversations as well. There's your general manager of the St. Louis Blues, Doug Armstrong, with us on KMOX. We are going to take a break, and when we come back after the news, it's Christy Knoyer, it's Lutz Fahnensteel, it's John Mozeliak on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.